Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Happy Sunday, everybody. Time for a bonus. If you look around at the world, you can see that many of us, and this may describe you, have become, at least at times, zombies, just entranced, ensorcelled by our technology and not paying attention to anything else that's going on. And we live in this kind of zombie mode or sleepwalking mode or automatic pilot. And one of the great benefits of meditation is that it drags you, often kicking and screaming, into the present moment. But it's very beneficial. It is very simple, although, as the cliche goes, not easy. So today we're going to practice a kind of meditation specifically designed to bring you into the present moment. This is a meditation that we've taken from the New Year's Challenge that is kicking off over on the 10% Happier app, which is really designed to help you be less perfectionistic about your practice. In fact, it's called the Imperfect Meditation Challenge, and it features many great meditation teachers like Matthew Hepburn, Cara Lai, and Don Mauricio. It kicks off on January 8th, and you can join starting on January 1st. Today's meditation is led not by any of the aforementioned teachers, but by Pascal Auclair, who has been immersed in Buddhist practice and study since 1997, and is a co-founder of True North Insight and one of the guiding teachers there. He's a great teacher, and here we go now with Pascal Auclair.
Hello there, meditator. I'm Pascal. Let's explore what mindfulness meditation is together, yeah? First, I want you to drop any big ideas you have about meditation. We are going to do something very simple we do every day. Listen, tune in, and be receptive. Let's try it. Close your eyes if you want. Take a deep breath in and let it go. Feel the touch of your feet on the ground. Experience this directly. It's not thinking about, it's directly experiencing your feet right now. The tingling, the touch. Simple, direct. Can you feel them? Just as a little experiment now, I would like you to think of your hands rubbing each other. Don't do it, please. Just think about it. Imagine it. Now let go of this image completely and feel your feet again for a moment. Now bring the attention to your hands and actually do it. Let your hands come together and rub them, for real. Let yourself feel this. How different is the thinking of it and the doing it? Very different, no? One is an idea, the other a real experience. Mindfulness is a direct experience, out of the trance of thinking. Simply and fully experiencing something, like the touch of your feet on the ground now. Or the sensations in your belly now. If you want, feel that for a bit. Just belly rising, falling. One of the things we are doing, you might notice, is we are getting out of our ideas about stuff, out of our thinking mind, out of the fascination we have for thoughts and stories we tell, and connecting simply and directly with reality through the senses. Feel your bum now, if you're sitting. Feel your belly. Mindfulness is not about looking for pleasant experiences. It's about getting to know what is there, what's here now, without forcing. Just staying curious to know what's there. Today, play with this extraordinary attention in your own way if you want, letting go of fascination with thoughts and giving value to direct experience. Thank you. You can open your eyes if they're closed. Have a good one.
Thanks again to Pascal. You can find more meditations like this one over on the 10% Happier app. Just download the app wherever you get your apps to get started. Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them may very well surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everybody, including her own mom, that the name sounded like a dive bar. On the podcast How I Built This, host Guy Raz talks to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt, failure, and how they were able to overcome setbacks on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. Listen early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more business content like this, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many, many more. Wondery means business.